Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner, where we speak with other coaches and those who inspire, move, and motivate people to action. Listeners will learn about coaching, the many coaching niches, and have an opportunity to ask questions of the many, many wonderful coaches and motivators who are my guests. I'm Coach Andrew Porretz from Ingenuity Coaching. I help people to discover and fulfill their passions and greatness. My mission is to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. You can visit my website at www.myfuturecoach.com. If you're listening live and you want to call in with a question, the phone number here is 646-929-2893. You'll be able to listen to the show on the phone, and if you press the number 1, that will let me know you want to ask a question. There's also a live chat room right on the show page, and you can feel free to join in there and ask questions and talk to each other. When I used to think of hypnosis, I would think of one too many movie scenes involving someone being caused to think he's a chicken. And of course, that's not at all what hypnosis is about, and I've learned that hypnotherapy is a great tool that can help many people. The mind is a powerful thing, and in this hour, we're going to learn more about how people can tap into the power of hypnotherapy right in their own homes. My guest tonight is Maureen Killoran, a certified clinical hypnotherapist based in the Dallas area, who's been successfully designing and developing hypnosis programs since 1999. Maureen's recorded dozens of downloadable hypnosis sessions, now available on her website, www.real-hypnosis.com, covering such issues as insomnia, smoking cessation, stress management, wealth attraction, and creativity, to name just a few. Not only are these effective and convenient, they're affordable for everyone, so Maureen tells me. Maureen suggests that her downloadable sessions can help new coaches go deeper in their awareness of using brain entrainment, which induces altered states, much like those of meditation, and which introduce clarity and creativity without the need to spend years learning this discipline. I'm going to see if Maureen is on the call with us now. Maureen, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Hello, Maureen Killoran. So glad to have you on my show.
I am so honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Andrew.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Well, you know, you hypnotized me to putting you on your show. That's what
so
it was.
I did.
I was under your spell, and well, suddenly I found myself inviting you to be my guest. It's incredible.
That's
how that
wonderful.
Works.
I love it.
Okay, so first of all, one of the things I wonder about is, how is hypnotherapy different from hypnosis, or is it the same thing?
Very good question, Andrew. Okay, so hypnosis is a state that we go into. Everyone that has an IQ of over 100, you know, can go into that hypnotic state, and we do so in and out throughout different times of the day. When we're drifting off to sleep, we go into that hypnotic state known as the theta state. That is where your brain is open to all of the suggestions and seeds that get put in there at various times. During the day, you'll be in a hypnotic state. Now, hypnosis that, you know, in the context, for the context of this conversation, hypnosis is used as a very viable adjunct to pharmacology, lots of different things to help people with reducing pain, stress management, all the things that, you know, you mentioned. Now, hypnosis is the act, in that context, it's the act of putting seeds into that very vibrant, creative mind at that subconscious level. It is kind of like I guess I would say positive affirmations on steroids.
Okay.
Some way that I've heard about it. Hypnotherapy, on the other hand, is a little bit deeper, and it is more about getting rid of some of the weeds that are in that subconscious mind. I like to make the analogy that our minds are like a garden. And much like a garden that we would tend to in our yard, there may be some flowers that we will put in there at the beginning of, you know, of spring, halfway through summer, wind blows, you know, all the elements of life will blow some weed seeds in there. And so through the process of hypnotherapy, we have a way now to go in and dig out some of those weed seeds that are down there and get rid of those in order for all of those wonderful positive suggestions that are, you know, those steroids that I talked about, in a way for those to grow and flourish and see those manifest in our actions.
Okay. First of all, how did you, Maureen, come to be a hypnotherapist?
Very good question. I had no idea I was dabbling in hypnosis when I was pregnant. I wanted to go into the mind and find a way to, you know, be the best mother that I could be. And I had experienced a guided visualization one-on-one with a gentleman here in Texas. And he never called it hypnosis. He was calling it past life regression, and just there were a lot of other words for it at the time. I later found out that, in fact, that was my first introduction to a formal hypnotherapeutic dynamic. Years later, I guess I'm going to fast forward to I was 3 or 4 years later, I was in college, and I was seeking ways to achieve higher states of meditation and to achieve peace in natural ways. By then, of course, as motherhood took me on that personal growth path, I was on a path of seeking, you know, spiritual dynamic, and I was in a seeking something to feed that. So I went to, once again, I found some tapes that were guided meditations, in order to, you know, really learn how to feel very relaxed. And once again, I did not know that this was hypnosis. It was just guided visualizations, the way it was presented.
Do you remember whose tapes those were that you first encountered?
Yes, Dr. David Ilyag, and it was a self-esteem tape. And, of course, as we do in this kind of self-growth path, you know, we always wind up passing it forward to someone else, because if it has a substantial, you know, impact on us, we always want to share it with someone.
Sure.
And I have no idea where that is right now, because I did pass it on to someone
okay.
who was in some anxiety, and, you know, just like, thank you for that. Now I can get to sleep at night. Then I moved along on my path. I kept going and growing and doing various, lots and lots of different avenues of, you know, therapy and personal growth seminars and just everything I could, you know, wrap my mind and my pocket around. I was in there trying to grow and trying to, you know, just be the best mom that I could be and, you know, just break through walls and, you know, learn how to take more risks and do more things and do the ropes courses and all of those things. And eventually, I wound up in a marriage that was, we were trying to do the blend, and my daughter...
What does that mean? The blend?
We had children from non-mutual children.
Oh, okay.
From previous relationships. And as a result of that, my daughter was in therapy with a... Hello?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard a click. I thought we disconnected.
No.
I'm sorry. So I was in this dynamic with a play therapist, kind of helping her to deal with some of the challenges that we were trying to overcome in doing that. And I was trying very hard to... a little background. I have this My name is Maureen Killoran. That might give you a little hint that I'm an Irish woman. And
I was thinking you might be.
I have this temper that is rather pronounced genetically. And I was constantly not able to, throughout all the years. Now, this is about, 16, I'm about 11 or 12, maybe 13 years into, because this is my second daughter that's still little in play therapy. So I'm about, about 11 years here on this, road. And I should have a really good handle on my anger at this point. And I'm still, in therapy, and I'm still finding that I'm knee-jerk reacting to my anger in ways that I really did not feel like I wanted to be. I did not want to have that knee-jerk reaction. So this gentleman recommended that I go. He, after seeing both my husband and I in one session, he said, we can't lead, the horse to drink if he didn't want to drink. But you obviously really want to get through. And so I'm going to recommend that you go over here. And I went to Gloria Wilburn in Dallas, Texas. And she has since passed away. However, after one session with Gloria, this changed everything. Because she took me so deep, right to the point of origin, where all of my rage was, where all of that that anger vessel that, was so full, as though it's like just a little test tube full of anger. You drop a pin in there and it explodes. She took me way down deep in there, and we cleared out that whole vessel in one dynamic psycho-spiritual session. And really allowed me to totally release at such a low level, at such a deep, deep, deep level. And this is, of course, 11 years preceding that, I had been, they say that, the recovery process, is like, unpeeling an onion. So, I had many, many years of, getting through a lot of things on the surface to get to this place. So maybe that is why I had such a dynamic result so quickly. However, I knew at that point that this was definitely something that I felt inspired, because I had always had, back when I was in theater, I was, in college, and I was, I was doing little regressions and relaxations in the green room before we'd go on stage with the other performers, my peers in college. And so I always was just really, just very, very in tune with others and very one-on-one, kind of always the therapist, just always kind of was, always had that natural ability to do that, and was never really inspired to go through all the dogma of learning about those dynamics as I had explored them in my undergraduate degree. However, once this had this effect on me, I knew that this was what I was going to be doing. And so, sure enough, I shortly after that, I began training under Gloria. And there it is. That's that's, and it's dynamically changed my life and my ability to deal with my hang-ups and my holdbacks, and get me to where, I'm the person that I can't believe that I'm the person that I am today. And then I've said that throughout, all of my personal growth is, wow, this and that has affected me in such a way that, I can't believe I'm this person that I am today. But this has been the most profound, I will say that.
And what about how people who have known you from before, what kind of difference have they noticed?
Exactly. That is the big key where I wanted to go, because I can say that Now, my career in life, my chosen path and career in life was motherhood. And I am just now, you know, as my daughter's, my youngest is 17 and she's kind of getting her way out of the hatch, out of the nest. So I'm starting to look at really, really promoting my own efforts to grow professionally, career-wise with, you know, with serving others. But primarily, my main focus, my main love has been in the family and healing those family dynamics. And that is where it has been an incredible journey for me. Because, you know, I went from my daughter, you know, having, standing, this is going to be heartbreaking, standing beside me having a panic attack, saying, please, please, y'all don't fight, you know, and me saying, just get out of here, don't, you know, just don't do this in front of her, you know, really with these words and this passion that was like very, a scared mother bear. To, you know, being delivered out of that relationship into a whole nother relationship where even in that relationship was like I no longer had to react. I just picked up and took the next appropriate action and was able to emotionally and cognitively be grounded and outside of those emotions that used to trigger me. And today that little girl is 17 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, she is the reflection of this work to me. You know, I've homeschooled her on and off. She has been in and out of the public school on and off at her discretion. And currently she is in cosmetology school. She's supposed to be a junior if she's in public school. She'd be a junior. She's in cosmetology school. Her peers are college-educated women that are seeking, you know, this as an avenue to do what they love rather than what they were schooled in or, you know, to transition into new.
Sure.
Anyway, she's dynamically holding her own in there, and she is so empowered as a result of knowing peace and knowing safety and knowing trust and knowing how to take healthy, calculated risks.
So these are things that you have taught her.
I think they're all a result of this journey, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Now she's gone back to playing the harp, which she wants to go on to, you know, get a music degree in harp. And you know, those are things that when she was teeny tiny were in her heart. And today she's able to step up to the plate, and that to me is success, and that to me is what I have always aspired for. The measure, that's the measure for me, because I haven't, my career has not been okay, I want to measure how many people, you know, I can affect. Now if you want to take it, that's been the most profound for me, and I think that's the most profound in the audience, is how you apply it actually in your own life, in your own family, and how we help to, you know, actually evolve this next generation coming up, because that's the most important thing that any of us could do. Now, as far as does she know that I have my favorite quote is by her. When asked, when she was in Peacekeepers in the public school, the therapist there asked them, or the social worker asked these kids, will you please write a page about what to you is effective parenting? And so that is such a wide, that could be, you know, and this is seventh graders. This is a girl who's 13 years old. She should have all of those dynamics about exploring her anger and her rebellion and all of those things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her response was the ability of a parent to allow their child to be in their own power. So do those around me? Yes, I would say those around me definitely have seen a change.
So is that something that you then do with people, well, you know, outside of your daughter. So in your practice as a hypnotherapist,
exactly,
how do you achieve those kinds of results?
Okay. So what dynamic population? Okay, let's say hypnobirthing. That's one of my favorites.
Hypnobirthing?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more.
It's a process of gentle birthing where I studied under Marie Mungin, the Marie Mungin method. I took a, in addition to the 9 months training that I did with Gloria, I went on to study with Marie Mungin. She's very well known, or was very well known. Now she is also, but there's been so many come after her. Back in 99 or I think 2000s when I took with her. Basically, it's a gentle form of birthing. Not only that, it also empowers dad because we're teaching dad. Dad is the one who is the birthing coach. And we are teaching dad how to actually step into his power. And that is so dynamic. Because prior to that, you had dads who were in the delivery room, and there towards the end, they kind of were looking around like, they're not really able to be in their own power there because they're looking to all the staff to deliver the baby and be there for mom. And so what we do is we hypnotize them and teach them how to use their own inner wisdom. And a part of that is allowing dad to step into his own power. And when dad steps into his own power and understands that he is the key component, that him being there as her advocate when she is entirely helpless, entirely vulnerable, his ability to keep her comfortable and to coordinate with the staff, her process is a dynamic potential for human development. And what we see out of that is children that are born that actually they're on the belly and they will intuitively ooch their way up to nurse on their own. Now, this is profound. Why? Because that very first opportunity in the human experience for a child to innately meet their own needs, to have a goal set within them, intrinsic goal within them, and for them to be empowered to reach that goal without needing anyone else to come along and pick them up and put them on there and move them around and get them, you know, juggle them around and do all this for them to get them to where they latch on and nurse. That is human empowerment at its finest right now.
Okay, great.
And so that is the most exciting for me.
Okay. I want to hear, Maureen, about what you call the brainwave, the brain entrainment?
Yes. Now, brain entrainment, I have been using, when I was in school, this was 1998 and 99, we were using this little galaxy machine, a sight sound machine, and it had little glasses that you put on, and the lights would flicker, and
I'm familiar with that.
Okay. So, like,
yeah.
Binaural beats, it's basically like, but what we use now is sounds. Now,
okay.
Some of the programs out there, you can also put it on your computer, and it will also use light to flash at a certain frequency
mm-hmm.
in order to guide that brain. And that brainwave entrainment, that's what it is it's training the brain, much like you would train your hair to style. Keep doing it the same way, keep putting all that mouth mousse on there and gel on there, and sooner or later, you know, it behaves. Well, with the human brain, we've gotten it to the point where we can do all kinds of exciting things. When I originally was using this, we would use it to get one another into that theta state, where we could access that subconscious mind with all the memories, and do the therapy. And while this machine was on, you could actually come back into, you know, during a session, I could guide you. It's kind of like we could flip-flop consciousness, you know, to unconsciousness, to allowing you to be totally right here in the room,
mm-hmm.
and yet also having access to all of your, you know, your memories, thoughts, and your ideas about, you know, what your psyche is and what it needs to get past holdbacks. Now, though, it has grown. Of course, the research has been so widespread because of the great results. Now it's grown to the point where these developers that have developed this technology have introduced various states and been able to actually regulate hormonal, you know, releases, so that my newest one that I'm working on right now is HGH release. So that, because we've figured out that, you know, when we get to a certain age, that delta state of sleep is no longer like it was back when we were releasing all these human growth hormones. So they've figured out a way to train that brain to be in that delta state for a longer period of time while sleeping in order to induce the release of those chemicals.
And what happens as a result of doing that?
You see, with HGH, you see better sleeping patterns. Naturally, that happens across the board with any brain entrainment. You see anti-aging, you know, anti-aging, so that you're more resilient and you have all of those abilities to be, you know, green rather than brown stick. You're green stick.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay, when a plant starts out, when we're young, we're green. And
okay.
As we grow older, you know, there's, you know, various stages. So we've kind of been able to cheat the system and go in there and elongate that delta sleep so that we have more resilience as folks that are 45 and older. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that just popped into my mind is, what kind of effect might this have on, say, the athlete who has been taking HGH and now can't because, you know, they've cracked down on all these sorts of things to take? But what might this sort of therapy do to the athlete?
Exactly. Not only that, brain entrainment
mm-hmm.
can also induce states such as, now it's grown to the point where, and oh, may I please back up? I know we're going to talk about the athletes and what
effect. Yes, you didn't answer
on the athletes.
That's okay. Go on.
Yes, if I could please back up and just state sure. that what brain entrainment is, so that people
sure.
have a better idea of
all
what
right.
actually is happening. Much like a sonic hair toothbrush, or, well, let's go with, if we go to the jeweler and we bring them our jewelry to have it cleaned. Basically, a lot of us are familiar with this. You bring your tarnished jewels to the jeweler. He puts
mm-hmm.
them in this tank of water. In this tank of water are sound waves going through. These sound waves are moving the tarnish off of that jewelry. That's why you get it back all clean and pretty. Then, next thing that was discovered was, we could do this with a toothbrush. It's a Sonicare toothbrush. And you put this toothbrush on, it sounds like an electric toothbrush, but actually it's sonic. It's a sound waves that are moving that plaque around in your mouth. Well, it's the same concept. We're moving your brain waves with sound waves. Now, there's two concepts that we have to wrap our mind around. One is that the ability of sound waves to move and the ability of light waves to actually move particles. That's one area. The other area is resonance following. In other words, if you put two tuning keys next to each other and you strike one, those sound waves that come off that first tuning key, everyone knows that that next tuning key that's right next to it picks up on those sound waves and begins to resonate at the same frequency.
Uh-huh.
And that's called a frequency following response. Same thing as when you're not thinking about it and a song comes on and you start tapping your foot to the beat. and you just, your body starts going with it. It's like a following. And so these two concepts allow for many different applications of this technology. So with athletes, we can actually mimic those peak states where the athlete is doing their very peak performances, and we can mimic that even and bump them up so that they, during their practices, they can be in that altered zone state, boom, right away, so that they're totally relaxed and yet in that zone state of where they are when they're practicing, when they're relaxed in the middle of a competition when all the pressure is on. So it reduces fear, reduces that anxiety, and yet still gives them that edge, that very comfortable, very like where they are just in the zone and they are just doing what comes natural. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And as far as athletes using it for HGH, you know, you just opened up a door for me because I've never considered
that.
So thank you. I'm sure
you're
there's
welcome.
Some. I know for a fact there is probably some people out there that are doing that, and you know, it's something to. For me to, you know, I'd have to look at it a little bit more before I would, I dare say that I'm equipped to just throw something up there real quick. I kind of like to take
calling
it
Alex Rodriguez, please call us. Alex Rodriguez, please call us. We have something to talk to you about.
Love it. I love
yes.
it. Yes. So, yeah.
And I just created that for you. That's really, I bet you nobody's doing that. I bet you we just made it up right now, and that's going to be a new thing.
You know I'm doing a Google search on it.
Are you?
Yep.
Oh, come on now. Pay attention, young lady. Now, you know, one thing that occurred to me, you know, you told me about your Irish temper, you know, and but you're very, very calm. You're probably one of the most calm people that I've spoken to, and you actually have fittingly enough, a hypnotic voice.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, synchronicity. You know.
So, is that a result of the training, the work that you've done, or did you start out with did you have a hypnotic voice and a temper at one time?
I think I had a hypnotic voice and a temper at one time because I certainly had a hypnotic voice in college when I was studying theater, because I'm a natural in that. I naturally parrot. You know, they say there's leaders and there's followers, and I'm very lucky in that I have a lot of follower qualities. So it's done very well for me because I parrot very well, and so those tapes that I listened to and those experiences that I had with others, you know, had such an effect on me that, and I will say also when I was very young, we used to go up to a river and there was it was myself and my sisters and I was about 8 years old and there was this boy with a guitar. He was quite a bit older than us. He used to giggle when we would come out to the river. And he stopped one day and gave me this attention and said, you know, your voice, you are going to work wonders in this world with your voice. And that went in. That was the best suggestion I could have ever got. you know, because it was loaded, because, like, I was focused on this.
Sure.
He had me hypnotized.
Oh, yeah.
That went in. And so I think about that sometimes. Because we're so suggestible, you know, when we're that young. So I don't know which came first. I really don't.
The chicken and the egg. So,
yeah.
Maureen, do you have any really great stories for me of people you've helped?
Yeah. well, I guess the most... most rewarding. I mean, I love to do the hypnobirthing. I love that. But on the other hand, because that is like nipping in the bud, it's like, oh, this is really potent. But what's really, really rewarding is when I see like this one trucker who was, you know, he'd been smoking 25 years, you know, and he had to stop. And so one dynamic session, hello, and he's done. You know, that's my favorite is, you know, is when I talk to people and they're like, it's been 9 years. Thank you. You've saved me $11,000, $12,000, a couple of lungs and, you know,
right.
You know, I don't know how many bottles of NyQuil that I was taking at those cigarettes to try to get through, you know, because all the allergies and all that stuff.
Sure.
I love doing that. I love the one-on-one sessions with the Bee Smoke Free.
Yeah, by the way, I'm just going to give a little bit of a corroboration here. My mother smoked, I believe, 3 packs of cigarettes a day from like the age of 14. And she went to a hypnotherapist or a hypnotist in 1979. And nothing could stop her from smoking, but she went to this hypnotherapist. One day, she never smoked again.
That is amazing. That is what I love. You know, when I look those people in the eye, 9 years, you know, some of them, I guess now, 9, 10 years, they're like, yeah, you know, I love that. I love that. That is so rewarding. And that is like, there they are. They are so, they really, really, yeah.
I went to, I had one experience so far with a hypnotherapist named John Petrocelli. I don't know if you know who he is. He's in New York. Went to him a number of years ago when I was doing some sales. I was like doing a sales thing, actually a marketing business, and I had this terrible fear of the phone, you know, the 200-pound phone. And I went in, found this guy, and he spent so many hours with me. This is where I learned about the machine you were talking about earlier, and he taught me all about, you know, gave me a lot of insight into how this stuff works. And I think I was there, oh my gosh, for about 5 hours or something like that, 7 hours. It was like the longest thing you can imagine, because he wasn't going to give up until I got it. I'd never met anybody like that in my life, but that was one of the reasons why I was intrigued to hear about what you're up to.
Oh, fantastic! And that does deserve a response. That's one of the things that my inspiration, Gloria Wilburn, instilled in all of us and all of the students that come through her training, and that is what I experienced with her as well, is that we don't do a, okay, 10 minutes left, you know, just letting you know our hour and a half is over, 10 minutes left, let's go ahead and, you know, pick it up next week where we were. We don't do that. We stay until it's done. If it's going to be a 3-hour session, we're going in and we're getting you there, and we're going to find out what is holding you back, and we're going to stick with it until we get there. And I think that that's been very effective. It was very effective for me with my work with her and work with those that I'm working. That freedom to just not be so stuck on the clock and so focused on the client and focused on being a facilitator, in that you know you're not doing the work. It's just coming through you.
Right.
And you're just so focused on being that facilitator that the clock is not an issue. That allows, you know, it just allows for such an awesome dynamic. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, that you're well aware of that. You know, as a coach, you have so much more to bring to the table as a result of experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a result of having had an opportunity to expand your own ability to get into that creative mind, and you bring that to your clients, and that makes your, you know, that makes you so much more well-rounded and a much more efficient, you know, facilitator and coach.
I never thought of that.
Absolutely. I encourage everyone who is seeking to, you know, to help others by being a coach, whether it's a corporate dynamic, to please, you know, please experience the stuff so that you have, you know, one more tool in your toolbox to offer. And once you get a hold of this stuff and you start applying it, it's going to open so many parts of you that you're more prepared to meet and greet those parts of your clients when they are seeking to go down that road. Does that make sense?
It does. By the way, are you familiar with NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming?
Yes, I am.
Do you think it has a relationship to hypnosis?
Yes, it is. It is one of the basics that we learn. It has many different applications while while putting in certain suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding, and there's a lot out there that, you know, I believe it's Bandler and Bandler's work, correct? That they
Bandler, yes, that's
yes, familiar
with
that. Yes. They are the theorists that brought this to the surface, and I believe it comes out of Virginia Satir's work also. Basically, the way I use it is I will do, you know, you've heard timeline therapy maybe also. Neuro-linguistic
programming.
You say
timeline?
Timeline, yes.
Timeline therapy, okay.
Yes, so that I'll bring you to a place in the past where you were really, you know, swimming at your peak performance and, you know, just bring you back to that and let you feel that and, you know, or say with weight loss, bring you back to that time when you were just feeling at your ideal weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do a timeline process and I'm going to have you think, feel, hear, and look around your environment. And I'm going to try to incorporate as much as I can all of those modalities so that when you're experiencing whichever one your brain is most dominant in, whether it's, you know, you're a visual learner or an auditory learner or a kinesthetic learner, someone who learns from, you know, from doing and feeling, or a what they call auditory digital. That's like your technological kind of stuff, which obviously I'm not, but
okay.
That's my weakest area. Most people have a little bit of each, but sometimes they're more dominant in one. So we want to really, when we're doing, okay, now go in the future and see this next swim meet that you're going to, and now see yourself, you know, at that peak performance, and now I want you to feel that water, you know, as it, you know, elevates you into swimming like a dolphin, you know, and incorporate those. If that's a kinesthetic learner,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a lot of feeling. And there's some, you know, also some triggers that, you know, I would do, like I'm known to touch that wrist while someone's in a state, in a hypnotic state, touch that wrist so that I'm actually linking, giving a link, so that a physical link, so that that person will have, you know, triggers, you know, physical triggers to feel this feeling or hear those, you know, hear the waves splashing, or, you know, see yourself getting that timer when you come up out of the water and you look at the digital monitor, you see those 2.2 seconds, you know, whatever it is that you're the person's goal is. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So those are the ways that I incorporate neuro-linguistic programming.
So, by the way, we're actually in our last 15 minutes. So if anybody's out there who does have a question, you want to call in, don't lose that opportunity. We're at 646-929-2893. Tell me, Maureen, about, but I want our listeners to know a little bit about the products that you offer on your website.
Ah, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Right now I have, the most exciting product is my insomnia product. And it's, I have insomnia. I've got Jumpstart Creativity, which would be really good for this audience because those coaches that are out there that are, you know, seeking to help their clients with brainstorming. This is a 30-minute session that they listen to, and it's $10, and it's guided visualization.
What is it called again? Say that again.
Jumpstart Creativity.
Jumpstart Creativity, okay.
Yes, and that certainly would help clients, kind of like bibliotherapy or, you know, if you would give.
Right.
You know,
would you describe for me, though, like what exactly, like the downloadable session that you have, what happens in these sessions?
Okay, in my Jumpstart Creativity, what did I do? Some of them are just like, I don't know. They just come through. They just come out of me, the scripts as I'm writing.
Okay.
In Jumpstart Creativity, I'm bringing, I do this session where, for $10, I'm challenged with three different aspects of, I'm trying to do hypnotherapy in a hypnosis format because, so there are some limitations there.
Sure.
This person's not, you know, you're not right here with me, so I can't go too deep. I've got to, you know, I've got to give you something that you would get, but yet I don't want to go too deep. But I do want, number one, I want you to achieve safety. I want you to achieve utter relaxation and an ability to tap into this creative mind that is, you know, that part of divinity that creates everything, that is our DNA, that creative mind. I want you to do it in such a way that you'll keep listening, so you'll keep growing that creative potential. So what I utilize is in that script, I have you go back to, I don't want to say because then it takes it away from.
No, I wasn't even asking that specifically. What I'm
trying
to get at, like, is there, you speaking, is there music, is there sound?
Okay.
That's really what I'm looking for.
Yeah, because it's kind of like describing, you know, the strawberry before. It's like, no, just have the strawberry, and then you'll understand.
Right.
And by all means, you know, everyone who is in this field, you know, for $10, go do it, and it will inspire you to make strawberries, too. Not that I'm opposed to, you know, it's not like I'm trying to covet secrets or anything like that. I just
sure.
It's so good when you actually get it. Okay, so it's got brainwave entrainment. So that you have relaxation. It's got my voice and my suggestions, the metaphors. So you've got metaphors that allow you to think differently and cognitively think differently. And then I even go above and beyond, and I do a brief forgiveness process while we're in there because that is really the bottom line. Is what it's really, really all about is getting into that place. That's the doorway to divinity, is getting in that place where we're so connected with others and our oneness that we're open to all that divine creativity that we have within us, and we're able to bring it to the surface with no holdbacks.
And then the forgiveness, is that self-forgiveness or is that specifically forgiveness of other people?
It's all the way around. The way I've designed it is that each time you listen, a new something will come up. Because we're constantly always being asked to do that. as long as we're in a human body, that is our goal. You know, that is what we're here to do. And so I've designed it so that each time you come back and you listen, something new will come up. And whatever it is that you need to deal with, not me guiding you through, like, okay, I think you need self-forgiveness, so I'm going to design that. You know, no. This is like whatever you need at the time, and there's always something there. You know, no matter how far we get, if we're in relation with other human beings, there is always that need. Now, if we go off into the forest and, you know, we meditate, maybe we will get beyond it. You know, there's monks that their nails have grown into the trees because they just are beyond, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't need food. They're just in that meditative state, and nothing comes and bothers them in the forest because their nails grow into that tree. And we see that. We go, how long has that man been sitting there or that woman been sitting there? But as long as we're in relation with other human beings, we always have something that is an avenue of growth potential for us to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
So
about how many different programs would you say you have at the moment that are available?
I only have about 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I go very slowly, and I really try to put a whole lot in there. I try to cram as much as I can.
Okay.
And, you know, in I'm kind of like on a 70-minute kind of, with some of them, I'm on a 70-minute limit, but because that's all iTunes will allow. But I'm fixing to put some. I'm fixing to branch out and put some, you know, more on there and do it through another format. Like, okay, you get this at iTunes, but if you want some more, come over here and, you know, here's some more opportunities and options for you. So I've got insomnia. I've got about 10 or 15. Insomnia, ADD, ADHD, the studies are in. This is a long-term, this is, you know, there's some major, you know, Deepak Chopra is behind this. You know, there's some medical doctors that are getting behind this technology because it is substantially increasing concentration, you know, the empirical research is in. You know, the people out there going to school to get their PhDs have researched this stuff, and yes, the kids in school are actually able to focus more when they're exposed to brain entrainment. So that's huge. That's awesome. Please, please, please. If not my stuff, somebody's stuff. You know, if you've got clients, and that's a struggle. This is considered to be a long-term. It can get you off of pharmacology and actually retrain your brain.
Nice. That sounds very good.
But they are. I hear them.
Oh, yes. The sirens are here. The sirens are here. It wouldn't be a Coach's Corner show without sirens. It's just, it's a pretty... If you didn't know, I'm in Manhattan, New York City, USA. Well, now you do. That's one of the sounds you can expect to hear if you live in this city. And there's some other sounds that also can happen depending on the time of day, but we're not going to talk about that.
Well, sounds are, you know, they have such a huge impact on us. Sound vibrations.
Sure.
And so, you know, definitely, I expose myself to as much meditative music and all of those things to balance, make a balance, you know, to bring about peace, to bring about that response, that autonomic mm-hmm. response to reduce fear, reduce stress, and that, of course, increases all abilities to heal at accelerated rates.
And Maureen, have you done any customized files like along the lines that you do on your site? Have you ever done one on a customized basis?
Yes, I have, and that is really exciting because that way I get to know. I'm kind of selfish like that. I like to I like the goodies. For me, the goodies is like, you know, getting to know who's listening and what is best mm-hmm. for them. And, you know, hearing the successes, that's so awesome. So I love to do customized. I will probably this week sometime put up a page like, hey, click here for customize. And that way, you know, if someone has a particular area and they do like that free session that they downloaded and they do like mm-hmm. my voice and they do know, hey, you know, this sounds like something I might really actually pop in every night before I go to sleep. Why don't I give this a try?
And if you were doing in a customized one, would you then get to use that person's name, like, Andrew, you know how
yes.
powerful you are, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Well, that sounds really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your website, again, you can say it in your voice.
Okay, real-hypnosis.com. And there's a free session on there. So you just click up at the top of my nav bar for the free session, and it'll take you to a downloadable. You'll get something in the email, and then you follow that link, and that'll take you to one of my sessions. It does not have the brain entrainment on it, simply because brain entrainment is not recommended for anyone with a history of seizures or epilepsy. Mm-hmm. So I don't put it out there for just everyone to listen to you.
Gotcha.
I prefer people be aware of that, and when they're downloading it, they know. Okay, I can't let everybody listen to this because I don't want to. You know, I don't want to mess somebody's brain up. So I put that out there. And, you can listen to my voice, and if you like it, you know, then, yeah, they can say, okay, I'm going to give that brain entrainment a try.
I hear that little accent coming out all of a sudden. That little Texas twang. And you're also available for personal sessions, correct?
Absolutely. I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my phone number is 817-703-2563. Once again, that is 817-703-2563. Would love to hear from you. If you want to do a one-on-one session, give me a call.
Wonderful. And you, is that in person, over the phone, or both, or how do you work?
I am in person. I do one-on-one in person.
Okay, great. Okay, so that means if you're listening to the show and you want Maureen to give you a one-on-one session, and you're not in Dallas, you can go to JetBlue.com and book yourself a flight right now. Dallas, Texas, and you can stop by for some really good barbecue while you're there. That's what I would be doing if I were on my way to Texas. I would stop by for some barbecue and then get a session with Maureen Killoran.
Well, thank you, Andrew.
Maybe I do the session first and then the barbecue. I'm really not sure. I might be more hungry afterwards. After a session, I don't know.
Definitely be thirsty. I always recommend lots of water.
Okay, water or lemonade.
Even better.
Gotta have some lemonade.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you so much, Maureen Killoran, for being my guest here on Coach's Corner on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure. I've learned a lot about some of the things you do and brain entrainment. And I'm looking forward to, I have one of your sessions that I listened to a bit, and I'm going to listen to the rest of that tonight. And I encourage everyone out there to do the same thing with Maureen Killoran. And we will be back next week with my guest, the business and life strategist, Cornelia Shipley. So everyone have an outstanding next 7 days, and we'll see you next week. Good night.